Fresh 107.9 FM. Invigorating.
Reservation, go for the big leagues, no relegation. Let's celebrate life, kick back and take five, and give thanks to the source that create life. To see a sunset or see a sunrise, and see my son born with these same eyes. To see my son smile bright in every gray sky. He's growing so fast, that's why every day I give it 100, now stop at 90. Praise the Almighty, the Father and 90.
I'm feeling blessed, oh. Say tonight, me and my guys, can't be new. Oh, 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 oh. Say tonight, my no go stress, oh. Say tonight, me and my guys, can't be new. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah, truly. Make I tell you, say my life is like a movie. And if I tell you all these things, I don't see truly. Say my eyes don't see. Before my life come be, say many try to fool me. But I dey pray for my enemies and truly. And I dey pray for my kids, that's my blessing. Pray for the friends I lost. I pray you never see no loss. Yeah. Cause one pressure, feet turn to pressure. I don't see where pressure make man record. Yeah. So make you live your life, oh judge, no regret them. With my pressure, now got it. Man, no get control. My brother, make you know. Life where I dey live, say I dey live, I'm on a low. Hustle every day, I'm with just to take control. Never buy the money, man, I'm staying in my zone.
Yeah. Say tonight, I'm feeling blessed, oh. Say tonight, me and my guys, we go down, baby. Oh, 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 oh. Say tonight, man, no go stress, oh. Say tonight, me and my guys, we go down, baby. Oh, 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 oh.
See, I don't wanna talk about the things that go really, really make me down tonight. Say, I don't wanna talk about the things we go make, go, we go make me frown tonight. Say, I just wanna hold on to my corner with my lady, make she cool me down. Say, I just wanna hold on to my corner with my lady, make she cool me down.
I might be rough around the edges, baby, yes. I keep it nappy and I do what make me happy. And nobody can deny me that I'm blessed.
Nobody can deny. Nobody can deny.
I might be rough around the edges, baby, yes. I keep it nappy and I do what make me happy. And nobody can deny me that I'm blessed.
Say tonight, I'm feeling blessed, oh. Say tonight, me and my guys, we go down, baby. Oh, 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 oh. Say tonight, man, no go stress, oh. Say tonight, me and my guys, we go down, baby.
Ọmọ gbogbo jẹ́ ká gbé bọ́dì. Tó bá ti dárọ́ jẹ́ ká ṣe bọ́dì. Ọmọ gbé mú ma ṣe nọ́mà. Tó bá ti ṣe náà má ma gbé mú ma.
From the Rock City of Nigeria.
Rock City of Nigeria.
This is Fresh 107.9.
Down. Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria. Select the icon, tap, and install for free. Follow the on-screen instructions, complete the installation, and get our content anywhere under the sun in real time. The Fresh FM radio app is all in one. You can listen live, watch us live, see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts, and news updates. The Fresh FM Nigeria mobile app can be downloaded on Android and iOS. As you use the Fresh FM app, review and rate our app. We're available 24/7 for more updates. Thank you for choosing Fresh as the best with Oakrest.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And I know we done this one again. No. I know what you're going through, and I know what you're doing. What does it do? It only makes you stronger. I know you love it all, and you think all of this love. Got it all joy, my brother. It will soon be over. Yeah. I help me today. Yeah. Won't show me love. Yeah. I help me today. Oh, for a day. Yeah, yeah. I help me today. Won't show me love. Yeah. I help me today. Oh, for a day. I know you love the love. And you think all hope is love. I know you see it all. I hope and pray you said though. They will say you care. But if you believe, you won't break down, brother. God see you through the door. This is where we feel my sister. I help you today. Won't show me love. I help you today.
And the greatest memories.
Fresh.
107.9 FM. Listen via freshfmnigeria.com or download Fresh 107.9 FM on Play Store.
In the making, I'm a champion.
Champion, champion. I'm a
champion. Remember this. I'm a king. I'm a legend in the making. I'm a champion.
Champion, champion.
Patience in due time, and I be reclining by design. I've been grinding for my needs. What a whip to give my nephew, put them diamonds on my knees. Shining so dope that I purchased 88 keys for mama to play a song and call her ADHD. With this baby face, fine, yeah, them really hate me. Get them belly aches, love them waist deep. Every occasion, I put money in safe keep. Very impatient, be on time when you pay me. Very evasive when they hating what they see. Make me a nation, then they call me a stair king. Bell rings and then my hands are raised. MGM Grand Mandalay. Envy him now while my victory has just begun. When you see me, just know you looking at a motherfucking champion.
Champion, champion, I'm a motherfucking champion.
From the Rock City of Nigeria,
Rock City of Nigeria,
this is Fresh 107.9. Broadcasting around the world, this is Fresh 107.9.
107.9 FM,
your feel-good radio.
It's Dope Sticks, baby.
Tell me what for day, if no be God on my mummy lotte. Mommy grind for my sake, coming out big, I feel in my way.
Are you feeling my way?
Mama hey, mama hey, whatever you say is what you will take. I get the hand of the shake, chasing my paper, I ain't no shake.
Hearing the best makes you feel your best.
Yeah, good morning, Nigeria. Good morning. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Ogun State. This is the platform. We apologize for starting the show a little bit behind schedule and, due to, a little issue here and there. But anyway, the show must go on. My name is Gbenga Oreshegun. This is the platform and you're welcome to the show. And the platform comes on your radio every Mondays and Wednesday. This is where we talk about conversation that affects Nigeria, conversation that affects you, that affects me, that affects everyone. And right about now, I'm joined on the show, via telephone, Emmanuel Onwuka. Emmanuel Onwuka is a news and current affairs analyst based in Lagos. Emmanuel, good morning.
Good morning, Genga. Thanks for having me.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for being a part of the conversation. Now, Emmanuel, we're looking at the situation. This is Happy New Year, by the way. Still compliments of the season. And Emmanuel Onwuka, comes with a lot of experience and also a former colleague of mine here in Lagos. Now, Emmanuel, I want us to look at the year 2024. And what, the people, Nigerians, should expect. Now, let's start from the political front, okay? What do you think is likely to happen this year? Because if you look at what happened last year, the situation in Rivers State, like about 27 lawmakers, defecting to another party, the situation. If you're to forecast about what is likely to happen on the political scene this year, what will it be?
Well, I'm not a very big fan of politics, honestly. I try as much as possible to avoid politics as possible. Nigerian politics can be very frustrating and is predictable, so to speak. But I would tell you this. I would say that what I can see that has happened in the past few months since we got the new administration into power, that a lot of we won't see such a formidable opposition as we've seen in previous years. We won't see opposition getting so much airtime, so much media time.
Okay.
Because it would rather be like how will I put it now? It just rather be like the people in power. Can you remember the news from the Labour Party talking about the president's speech? Do you remember what the Labour Party said?
Yes.
So there's not much opposition, so to speak. You won't see a very fierce opposition against the present administration. I think that is one of the things that is going to play out in the political scene, regardless of the policies that they're going to put in place, regardless of the actions that they're going to take.
Yes.
We won't see a formidable opposition. That is one thing that I'm very sure that is now, going to see this year.
Talking about the president, okay, do you think the president has, should I say, settled down to the job, and therefore, can you make a prediction or perhaps like a forecast as to where he will be headed this year in the way he handles the economy?
Well, if we say settled to the job, in what context are we looking at?
Because, you just passed the budget. You know, some would say that, oh, the president, because he's been using the former budget, the 2023 budget, he wasn't the one that formulated that one. Now he is now done his. He's passed the appropriation bill. Some would say that, okay, now he can settle down to do the job.
Well, yeah, if we look at the budget passing, we can say, yes, he's getting settled down. But I don't think he's there yet. Okay, if there was a last-minute action to alter the budget, it means that there were some things that was actually lost to oversight, and then they had to like put it back into shape, you know, last minute. So it means that there's not going to be any settling. It's going to always be a continuous action, settling down. So it's a work in progress. It's not something that you finally achieved for him and his administration. There would always be something that is going to always be out there, that is going to poke them and that is going to make them, you know, make adjustments. Mm. So I don't think there's going to be anything like settling down for them, especially with the situation of the country, especially with the, you know, of a lot of Nigerians. If you listen to the president's address, New Year address, you hear something that I do not totally agree with, but he said it anyway. He said silently, he said Nigerians should look at the economy, they should try and follow, you know, what the administration, and keep having hope silently. Mm. It means that he knows that there's going to be a lot of backlash to some of the actions that are going to be to be taken, you know, and there are still more actions that he knows are going to upset a lot of Nigerians in front of us. And some of these actions, he may say they are very... what will I call it now? He may say they are very pivotal. That means they're very important actions. Mm. They might not be suitable actions. They might not be very friendly actions. They might not be very friendly from policies as well.
Okay.
But he knows that it's in the best interest. According to him, he says it's in the best interest of Nigeria. So he knows that there are going to be a lot of noise. There are going to be a lot of persons saying it. Because right now, as it seems, Nigerians, like every one of us, are the opposition of the government. We're the opposition right now. Mm. We're the voice that can be heard. Okay, through social media, through complaints on the street, and all the rest.
Yes.
Those are the voice, because there's not going to be a political party, so to speak, that will be like championing the opposition of Nigerians.
Okay.
So that is why he's saying silently, because he understands that the whole Nigeria is going to react to some of these things. So it's not going to be like it's not going to be a settled down position. I think it's already settled down. He already got his cabinet in place. He already got his people in place. They already began working. The budget has been passed. But even at that, it's a work in progress.
Mm. All right. So just like what Professor Welishinka said, that he always likes to wait at least a year, you know, before he starts reviewing the administration's performance. You know, some people have always said that, oh, it's too early to assess the president, you know, about his performance. But it's been 7 months going to 8 months. And how well some policies, you know, have been formulated, just like what you said, and implemented. But how well those policies affecting Nigeria is another story entirely. But if you were to describe or perhaps assess, you know, the Nigerian economy, you know, before the president assumed office and after he got sworn in, can you say that there's been some good policies that the president has taken since he assumed office? And what will be your 7 months general overview of this administration?
Well, I never thought anybody would ask me this live on air, but let me give you my opinion anyway. Because I'm not pleased.
You're not pleased.
I would say it with my full chest. No, I'm not pleased.
Give us your reasons.
The thing is this: my reason is because I go to the market. I bought things, you know, for December. I bought things. You know, I get things. I see what the economy has become. I see how it has affected me personally. I see where I was last year December compared to where I was. This year, I assessed where I was in December 2022, December, and where I was in December 2023, December. And I saw the gap in between. I saw the inflation, the high inflation rate, the cost of movement. How much was transportation this December? how much was the price of rice? How was the bag of rice? And those other things that are, how much is the price of petrol?
Mm.
So am I earning better than I used to earn? Is it not the same salary I have to cope with compared with last year? So literally, a lot of Nigerians were barely surviving this year. The past 7 months, we've been barely surviving, holding on to promises that has been given by the government.
Mm.
That the government has told us that, oh, it's for your own good. But then we're trying to just leave. We're trying to survive and say it's for our own good and close our eyes to it. Doesn't mean that it's very favorable to us.
Mm.
Especially because we are seeing the effects telling on us, telling on our families, telling on our finances. But then we're not seeing the government taking action to cut down anything on their own part. Of course, some people might say, yes, during the December and the Ember season, the presidency made some free rides, free train rides, you know, just to make it easier for everybody. There was the palliative. There was really...
But talking about the free rides, the Minister for Solid Minerals, he said that about 163,000 Nigerians benefited from, you know, call it freebies from the government, and he called it a success. Well, what are your thoughts on that? He said it's a success.
Those are numbers. Those are numbers. I will tell you this for free, okay? I am a journalist as well as what I am. And I went out on the second day of that free ride initiative. And I went to the motor parks, you know, where they said the free buses were also going to the road, the routes where they have a 50% slash, you know, for transportation. And I went to one of those buses where, you know, they had this was the third day that it was announced and they said it was being implemented. And I went to one of those transport companies to take a ride. And I was that the 50% doesn't work anymore.
Mm.
That they cut it off that money. That means it only lasted for 2 days. And they are yet to release data on how many people benefited from it. The only thing that we've been able to know that, oh, fine, people have been enjoying free rides all the while, is the train from Lagos to Ibadan. That is the one I can say. That people have been enjoying free rides, they have to book online. And I've heard a couple of persons come out and say, oh, they've been enjoying. But aside that, what else? So there are so many other things that are not, that we can't see for sure. But then we try to believe the government. The government is the government. They say what they say. You know, they claim they have the data. But if we dig deep into all these things, there are so many things that looks like, you know, it's been done. But when you poke your nose into all these things, you find that they are just random numbers at the end of the day.
Now, looking at 2024, are there low-hanging fruits? Are there things that, if you're to advise the president now, that you think that the president should, as a matter of urgency, put in place? Are there low-hanging fruits that you think that the president should put in place just so that Nigerians can smile again?
The low-hanging fruit would be to ensure that we have a very fair, reduced price of petrol. At least that one will be something that will touch the whole of Nigeria and touch everybody, both people in the rural areas and people in the township, both the rich and the poor and everybody. It's going to affect every one of us. If in the petroleum sector, if we can implement and make sure that there's a functioning refinery in Nigeria and we start producing, we don't have to import anymore, that we have to produce by ourselves, and then there is a reduced price, pump price across board, both in diesel, both in petrol. You know, we have all those things reduced. It will mean a lot to Nigeria, and that is the only low-hanging fruit that the president can use in appeasing Nigerians and convincing us that his administration is actually to us. Because if that is not implemented, then all the words he's been saying is just mere promises. They are just mere hope. It's a mere wish.
Oh dear.
It's a mere wish. So it's not something you're burning. It's not something you can achieve. It's just you're wishing for it. So we cannot base off our lives on wishes, and that is why a lot of Nigerians struggling, saving up, doing everything that they can to leave this country, because it sounds more like a wish. We've heard these words over and over. For the past 10 years. Or 15 years in Nigeria, we've held on to promises. How far have those promises taken us to? Where have they taken us to? Promises. We see, you see, one thing is that politicians fail to do is this. They fail to equate words with actions.
Hmm.
They tell you one thing and then they're doing another. You cannot say you're doing something for the interest of Nigerians and you're taking how many persons to COP 28?
Hmm.
Spending how much? If we ask for the total money spent, they should give us a figure spent for Nigerians and their and the whole persons, their aides and everybody that went for how much was spent for the, okay. The number of persons who attended the COP 28. Can they give us, will they give us the data?
Now, looking at it, just recently a video surfaced online in Lagos, okay, where the president's convoy was spotted at Lagos Island over the weekend. And rather than the people hailing, you know, we heard voices chanting, "Ebi Nkpawa, we are hungry." But to you as a Nigerian, what does that indicate to you?
I think that explains itself. You know, it tells you the mood of Nigerians.
Hmm.
Those were the people that were chanting his praise at one point in time. Lagos Island is like the home. It's like his home. It's very popular there. That Lagos Island is actually the community, so to speak, of or the area where the Lagos state governor comes from.
Okay,
that was where he voted. You know, Lagos Island. So he has a lot of a lot of supporters from that area. But if that same Lagos Island is where the president is driving his convoy, and instead of people to hail him, they are saying we are hungry. Shouting that they are hungry, it tells you how the rest of Nigerians are feeling. Because these are your supporters. Your supporters are supposed to join you. They're supposed to praise you, regardless of the situations around. We've seen it previously. You know, supporters of presidents, supporters of governors, they hail them regardless of what the person is doing at that very point in time. That's how they behave. But then these same supporters are the ones telling you that we're hungry. Meaning that it touched everybody. We've seen a lot of his supporters on social media, Twitter for instance, coming back to say that things are hard. Because finally, it touched everybody. It touches every one of us, especially the petrol, because the food prices increases, the cost of pampers increases, the cost of children food is increasing. Everything is increasing by the day.
Hmm.
You went here yesterday. How much is it to fill a gas cylinder right now? I went. That was like about 7 days ago. Incidentally, my cylinder is finished. So I went there. The last time I got it was in August, and I got it for about 10,000 naira. And I went, and I got there, and the person is telling me, "Oh, it's no longer 10,000 naira." I say, "Oh, fine. Is it 11? He says, "No." He says, "It's 16. 16? 16? That's over 60% more increase. 16! Within how many months? How did we get here?
Hmm.
And this is what they're calling the viable alternative to what? To kerosene. This is what they're saying is a viable alternative to a lot of things.
Hmm.
This is gas that we have in surplus abundance in Nigeria. So it just goes to tell you what Nigerians are going through. There's serious attempt, or rather, there's serious move to encourage us. I am not saying all these things, you know, have to be like this forever.
Okay.
I am just expressing as a normal Nigerian what the average Nigerian is going through.
All right. So, Emmanuel, as we drive home, okay. Now let's talk. You're a journalist, okay, and you work in a radio station. So let's look at this. You know, throughout 2023, you know, we've had the highs with the lows. How will you describe 2023? And would you say our conversation on the media has yielded results? Do you think the government even listened to the conversations in the media to do right by the people? And also, is the media bringing the required change in the social political space?
When you say media, you mean traditional media?
As a journalist, the radio, the television.
You mean traditional
yes,
media?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll tell you this.
Your radio station, my radio station, the newspapers, you know,
I will be honest with you.
Yes.
I will be honest with you. We've lost this one. As a media personality, as a journalist, I will tell you that we've I think we were even affected. Every media organization, every journalist, every person who was out there, somehow we've just been cool.
Okay.
You know, compared to how we used to be.
Hmm.
We've just been very laid back, because at the end of the day, the it's not funny. Our job usually is a thankless job.
Hmm.
Okay. We're not very money centric. We just do what we do mostly out of passion.
Okay.
But because we can survive on 1, 2, 3 things, you know, happening around us, we're fine and we're okay.
Hmm.
But right now, it's glaring to us, and we're looking for many sources, different sorts of income. A lot of journalists that I know have moved from just journalism to start seeing how they can do more, to start seeing how they can do remote jobs, to see how they can report for, you know, multiple radio stations, multiple TV stations, you know, international media. They're putting their hands into PRO, they're putting their hands into real estate. They're doing multiple things. You know why? They can't meet it. So the journalism job they know right now is not paying them so much. And so many journalists are detaching themselves away from the news.
Oh, dear.
They don't listen to the radio station. They don't listen to the TV station once they leave the office. So they just come to the office and just do the normal thing. They only read what is necessary. So let me tell you something, Benga.
Yes.
We need to sit up. When it comes to journalism, when it comes to broadcasting, a lot of us are frustrated. A lot of us are tired because we're not seeing much results from our actions. We're not seeing much results from our talk. Social media has even been where the government has even been giving so much focus. So when people call them out on social media, they feel more energized and more, they feel more inclined to take action than even the radio stations and the TV stations, because they have the machinery, they have the institutions to hold all these radio stations should anyone, you know, be too, how would I put it now, be too critical of them, exactly. But then they know that the social media, they have little or no power. They have little power, you know, on what people say out there. So and they know that the international community, they observe these things a lot, and a lot of Nigerians will put their voices.
Right.
So they feel more inclined to the social media than even the proper radio
station. All right, thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Emmanuel works with Nigeria Info in Lagos. Thank you so much for doing this with me. Thank you so much for this conversation.
You're welcome, Bingo.
Have a beautiful day. All right, then. We coast to another level. We need to go on this quick break. And when we're back, we'll look at another angle. Still talking about 2024. Don't touch that radio.
Oh, yeah. Pay your money from the back. I beg, I don't get change, yo.
Conductor, take the money.
When I don't come again. Where I won't find change for this big money now?
Oga, okay, just take the money.
Auntie, I don't get change, yo. If you know, say you don't get change, you better calm down now.
Calm down, boss. No need for change. I go pay for everybody inside this bus. Plus you and the driver's there.
Cash, madam. You get money, yo.
No, be so. I just want to share the goodness. In fact, soft drink, bring one more Guinness for everyone.
It's always a good time to share goodness and spread positivity. Malta Guinness, enjoy a world of good.
Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria. Select the icon, tap and install for free. Follow the on-screen instructions, complete the installation and get our content anywhere under the sun in real time. The Fresh FM radio app is all in one. You can listen live, watch us live, see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts and news updates. The Fresh FM Nigeria mobile app can be downloaded on Android and iOS. As you use the Fresh FM app, review and rate our app. We're available 24/7 for more updates. Thank you for choosing Fresh as the best with Oakrest.
And we're back on radio. It is still the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station. We just spoke with Emmanuel Onwuka. And right about now, we have another... this is a former colleague as well. And also, he is my elder brother. We have Toby Joseph right here on join us on the telephone. Toby, good morning to you.
Good morning, Venga. Good morning to you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Compliments
of the season. Happy New Year to everyone listening to Fresh FM.
Yes, Toby, we're looking at 2024. This is 2024. And, you know, trying to look at what is going... You know, Nigerians will say that 2023 was not really a good year. Now, 2024, we can't just... 2024 cannot be like 2023 for most Nigerians. And as the new year begins, the budget has been passed, lots of things has been done, you know, now as the new year begins. Now, from your perspective, okay, are you looking at government at all levels, you know, with high expectations?
Well, it depends. It always depends on who you ask. When you're talking about the review of 2023, if I don't want to sound selfish, I would say that 2023 for me was my best year.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I made some really giant strides. I had one of the best leaps and projects completed in 2023, you know, and all that. And I know this is the same story with so many people around. Mm. But I understand that it was a tough year, especially because it was an election year.
Mm.
And so I understand that it was a tough year for many also. So you cannot just brush that aside and their reality and experience.
Mm.
So I get that sentiment. But talking about 2024, I expect it to be an even bigger, better, and greater year. It depends on which side of the divide that you find yourself and your perception of things. And why am I saying this?
Okay.
Because usually when there is a transition in government, in economy, and in politics, opportunities realign. All right,
okay.
Opportunities realign, and then things happen where you must be able to seize those opportunities and latch onto them. So, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of poverty, in the midst of deprivation, in the midst of lack, in the midst of misgovernance, there are usually loopholes. Let me use the word loopholes.
Okay.
All right. Where many can actually benefit from, especially government programs.
Mm.
And if you're not aware, you just miss them. So the reality is that many of us focus too much on the negatives.
Okay.
And then that drown out the positives and then drown out the opportunities that are there. For example, I'll give you a quick one.
Okay.
Many people that I know benefited from some funds, grants, and loans in the past administration of President Muhammad Buhari.
Okay.
And they didn't tell anybody.
Mm.
And they didn't know anybody. They just applied online, filled forms, and put their account number, and then they were being credited grants, some conditional cash transfers, some loans to start their small, medium-scale enterprises. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, and I was like, is it the same administration? Everybody was saying, very useless, very useless government. They did nothing. But because we were focusing on the negatives, on how it affected us, we failed to see
those positives,
those opportunities that many have now used to start their businesses. They are now reaping the benefits. So I am now having a different approach to things, to government, to governance and politics, and it is really helping, and that's the thing that I want to tell people.
Okay.
So, coming to the Nigerian situation,
yes,
when you talk about the 2024 budget, budget estimates are never cast in stone. You and I know this.
Yeah,
true. So, because it has one outlandish cap, doesn't mean that is exactly what government is going to raise and spend.
Okay.
Do you understand? So, what is important is the capital expenditure.
Hmm.
What are the capital projects that government intends to inject funds into?
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Toby, let me ask you this. You talked about the capital expenditure and all. You know, some have said that it is something for us to rejoice that the capital expenditure for the first time is more than the recurrent expenditure of about, I think the difference is about 1.2 trillion. Is this something to celebrate?
Well, celebrate, you know, maybe that's not the right word to use, but it's something to cheer.
It's something to cheer.
Yeah, it's something to cheer. It's something worth speaking about.
Okay.
And that's exactly why I'm picking that as something to talk about. Do you understand? Because if you, like I was saying before you quoted, these capital project and expenditure, all right, are those things that affect Nigerians, all right, individually, especially skilled, skilled, and artisans who are among us. And these are the ones who really drive the local economy. Do you understand? Mm. So they are the ones who are directly affected because they are the ones who are in charge of this project. The carpenters, the masons, the builders, the engineers, the architects, mm. you know, a lot of them, laborers. These are people who are oftentimes employed directly and indirectly mm. when projects are about to be embarked upon. So these are the positives. So it trickles down, all right, down to when there is money, especially daily wages in the pocket of a builder.
Okay.
If you understand, or a laborer, he goes home, you know, trying to buy something from that market woman. The market woman also gets value for her produce, you know, get value for her product, which she also got from the farmer who brought the produce from the market. You know, that exchange, that, mm. you know, all those things, it trickles down, you know, and that's how you can actually grow. But one thing that I want, that I'm looking forward to, I for one, is that I'm looking forward to the administration of President Bola Ahmed Tinubu to, I think I've mentioned this before on your station.
Okay.
Two things that will really make me glad, that he sets up a perfect structure for student loans. That is non-negotiable. It was part of his campaign promise.
Yes.
And he will be a failure if he fails to fulfill that campaign promise. No two ways about it. Student loans is a must. They must look out for the pros and the cons,
okay.
and then find a very solid implementation strategy and plan for student loans. That's one. Two is the conditional cash transfer programs. There were so many of them, you know, in the past administration. Some got the money, some didn't get it, some were lost in transit due to corruption and misappropriation. As you can see, you can just in the news, the woman in charge of the scheme just got booted out by the president in less than how many months that she was appointed.
Mm.
You know, so a lot happens. That's why many people don't like conditional cash transfers or schemes, because they believe that it's a cesspool of corruption. But it is something that we can do if properly managed. There is a way you have people carry out transfers and they get their money instantly. You have a simplification of banking. The mobile money banking system is now so solid, do you understand, that the government can actually credit account of individuals. There are the number of unbankables in Nigeria has been drastically reduced because of the incursions of the likes of OPI, Money Point, and CUDA, and
let's just keep it at fintechs.
So do you understand? So these are people, these are the people who were not banked before, all right, that have now been banked just because they have access to a mobile phone or a mobile telephone number. And so you can just do an aggregate evaluation of these people to determine how poor they are, and then you begin to scale down and say, okay, these are the poorest of the poorest, let's give them so amount on a monthly basis.
Okay.
That is how you can transfer wealth to the people, beyond other things when it comes to investment, capital expenditure, and the like. That is what I think the government must do in 2024.
In 2024. All right, still talking about the money. Okay, let's talk about the Naira real quick, because according to Bloomberg, the Naira had one of its worst years in 2023. You know, according to them, they said that the national currency, you know, it lost about 55% of its value. And the Naira was the third worst performing global currency in 20 due to, you know, it talked about the backlog of unsettled forwards, undelivered promises of dollar inflows, and a two-decade peak in inflation. But 2024, will 2024 be the year of the Naira? What can the presidents, the CBN governor, the minister of finance, what can they do to reverse this trend?
Well, this is a very huge topic. I think if we are going to discuss the issue of foreign exchange and naira, the value of the naira, the depreciation of the naira on a weekly or daily basis, it will take us more than an hour. But this is it. We are all culpable when it comes to the depreciation of the naira and the value of the naira. We are all culpable. Only that it's at different levels. You get me? It's at different levels. So, and I quickly point out, because people will quickly say, "Oh, what is Toby talking about?" They have started apportioning blame to even the people. I tell you this, okay? So, Benga, let's say, for example, you are having a party tomorrow. And people like us who know you want to come and celebrate with you. When we get to that party, you'll be seeing 1,000 naira, 5,000, 500 naira, 200 naira note flying around. Means that are not in the banking halls. People are being limited to daily withdrawals of less than 20,000 naira in some banks. And they get dirty notes. But those new notes find their way into these money changers and money sellers in these parties. Let's say on the average, about five in a week in one event center. Think of how many event centers we have in Abeokuta. Think of how many event centers we have in Lagos. Think of how many event centers we have in Abuja, in Port Harcourt, in Asaba. Think of that across the country. That is the culture. See how we have ourselves denigrated and devalued our own currency.
Our own currency.
So that's on the part of the naira. Two, look at the dollarization of the economy. Hardly will you find any well-to-do Nigerian that doesn't have a domiciliary account where he keeps his dollars or he keeps it in cash. I'm not even near elite. I'm not even near rich. All right? Benga, but I have a domiciliary account, so I'm culpable.
True.
So if I save my money in dollars, what happens to my naira? So do you get that?
Yeah, I get.
So you cannot dollarize your economy,
and you expect your currency to grow.
I expect your currency to grow because you have inadvertently pushed your naira to the background. You have relegated it. You have pushed it to the second tier. All right, and you begin to spend dollars in the country. Go to France, they won't even allow you to bring in your dollar. They won't even if you bring it in, they won't even allow you to trade with it in their country. You must change it to euro.
So where should the change come from? Should it come from the top to bottom or bottom to top?
Yes, so I agree that it has to be top to bottom.
Top
so the attitude, the attitude of the government itself must change. What are they also doing to increase production?
Okay.
Because if it's when you increase production that you can begin to talk about export. Our non-oil export, our oil export, isn't it laughable that we produce crude oil and then after that we are thinking about is to export the same crude oil, all right, for refining and then import our refined product when we have refineries. At least thank God that the past administration, one of the positives also, despite the many negatives, is that they initiated a process of rehabilitating and renovating our refineries. Hopefully, those ones come on stream as being pushed in the media, and then we can begin to refine. And hopefully, when Dangote Refinery also comes up, we can also begin to, you know, refine and reduce that laughable stupidity of taking our crude oil outside the shores of Nigeria, refine and then import it and end differentials in exchange. That is not how to run run an economy that you are trying to shore up the value of it in naira. So it's highly intertwined. The corruption in the banking sector, the past CBN governor and his cohort were just trading with the dollars. Allocation, the corruption in the allocation of dollars for import is another highly, highly stupid and corrupt game that went on for so long. And that affected the naira. That affected it. And this constant defending of the naira and all that the military was doing, you know, compounded the situation and the problem.
All
so
right.
Now that you have allowed it to float, and then naira is now fine, let me tell you this. We can say, the value of naira keeps dropping. No, it's not dropping. It's where it's supposed to be. You see, I can tell you that categorically, because what you had before was government fighting and defending the naira with the dollar. All right, they were always buying the differential so that it will to keep naira at a particular level, and that's not it. Let naira find its level, just like you said. Let water find its level.
Exactly.
Where the naira is close to where it should be, and I am still thinking of my forecast for 2024. Let's say quarter two or quarter three, is that the naira would still fall to around 1,500 naira to the dollar.
Oh dear.
So from there, we can begin to work at it. There are some policies that were rolled out by the Cardoso-led CBN. Hopefully it works well. But what I'm going to say when it comes to my forecast of 2024 as regards the economy and the policies that have been rolled out, removal of fuel subsidy and the likes by the current administration, is that we won't be seeing the results and the efficacy of the implementation of these policies until 2025.
Until 2025.
So 2024 is still going to be a tough year economically, all right, for the country. The appreciation, the gains that we are expecting from these policies, from the implementation of the policies, won't be visible
until,
or felt by the common man until maybe mid late 2025.
All right then, thank you.
And that is what happens when you implement some very, you know, weird but necessary difficult changes. So that's what happens.
Thank you.
It's like your body.
Yes.
If it has been conditioned to take a particular protein, when you introduce a new, when you stop that old protein and you introduce a new protein, your body rejects it, it fights it, and it takes time for it to condition itself to accept that protein. That's what happens. That's why when you, if it's been a while that you took beans and you take it to the particular day, it's going to purge you.
Yes.
It's going to disrupt your system. You know, it happens. You know, so that is what happens when you implement new policies and changes.
All right, thank you so much, Toby Joseph. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Genga, for having me.
All right then. Thank you very much.
Have a great year.
Yeah, you too. You too. All right, and that was Toby Joseph. We need to go on this quick break and we'll be right back to wrap things up.
Okay, so this is your total. Do you need anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to pay for the person at the back.
Ah!
In fact, add one pack of Malta Guinness.
Dad, I won't give you my number. Why are you paying for me?
I just feel like doing good. I don't need a reason to share goodness.
Goodness is not just an expression. It's a way of life. So share the goodness with someone today.
Bro, one for me too, Abby.
Yes, so one cold Malta Guinness for you too.
Malta Guinness. Enjoy a world of good.
All right, there you have it, 2024. You know, what are your expectations of 2024? Will Nigeria be better in 2024? Well, I'm hopeful. Well, I'm hopeful. All right, but keep the conversation going. Keep the conversation going, because if we look at the Naira, you know, the Bloomberg saying that Naira had its one of its worst years in 2023. It also said that national currency has so far lost 55% of its value. But what are the low-hanging fruits that the president really needs to put in place to make sure that Nigeria gets to make sure that government policies, you know, Nigerians get to feel the positive side of things? You know, those are one of the questions that we ask. That's the question that we ask. And we say that let's just hope that inflation will be reduced. Let's just hope that the Naira will appreciate. Let's just hope. Although the president, you know, it's the era of renewed hope. We'll keep hoping. We'll keep believing. And yes, don't stop believing and don't stop praying for the administration. Things will definitely get better. And that's the size of our package on the platform this beautiful Wednesday morning. We'll be back next week, Monday, by the special grace of God. Good morning and have a beautiful day.
Broadcasting around the world. This is Fresh 107.9.
Hey there, fabulous people. As we dive into this festive season, brace yourselves for some amazing updates from Africa's number one premium malt brand, Malta Guinness. It is that magical time of the year when joy, love, and kindness fill the air. Let's turn this holiday season into a spectacular celebration of goodness and wellness. And while we are savoring the flavor of the season, let kindness be your companion, adding a touch of goodness to every festive gathering. Whether it is enjoying sumptuous meals, delightful snacks, or those cherished family moments, raise a glass of Malta Guinness and toast to spreading joy and happiness all round. Stay tuned for exciting surprises and goodness-filled activities from Malta Guinness this festive season. Keep an eye out for our special giveaways, events, and experiences that will add a sprinkle of joy to your celebrations. Remember, the essence of Christmas is sharing. Let's come together to create a world of good, ensuring everyone feels the warmth and joy of the season. Malta Guinness. Enjoy a world of good.
From the Rock City of Nigeria.
Rock City of Nigeria.
This is Fresh 107.9.
Ondo keriri, keriri. Omilo titi. Fresh 107.9 FM Labe Oluma. Wan gbọ loke lala. Egbalawa ilu Abe Okuta.
Tojutiye leto eto te ma je gbadun e lori ikani Fresh 107.9 FM ni gbogbojo Wednesday latago merin titi dago marun role le ma je gbadun e to tojutiye o nibi ta ti ma gbe oro eto abo yewu atawon kan tin dukoko ma la fi agbegbe wa iroyin leka eto abo koni gbeyin abale je gbagbo nibi te yeyo ti ma pe wole te ma fi sun ibi te to abo lagbegbe yin atawon tin dukoko ma yin te ma pariwo won soke be abala agbalejo to nti akitiyan gbofiro wo ni gbeyin lori eto tala toku eto yi olufemi oye nekan onikanga agbon gbeyede ni le ma gbadun e ni gbogbo ojo Wednesday laago merin saago marun role lori Fresh 107.9 FM eto abadugo yin e pariwo e soke toju ti ye la paro fi riran o
ogile falafala
Fresh 107.9 FM.
Labe Oluma o se dada go.
Oju owo eku amojubo me. Oshibata eku amojubo odo. By popular demand, lawojo akoni ti bale bage bi osumare. Siko ni Fresh FM 107.9 Labe Okuta.
Ero akajo beto yo.
Oh yeah, Rati Magbona, the award-winning motivational, entertainment and educative program, Love to Akone, comes up on this station with fantastic segments like Quotes of the Week, Bushin Law in the Entertainment Industry, and the Hero of the Week. Egona Tanya Kwanyoseyi, join the multiple award-winning broadcast journalist, the Akone himself, Akiyemi Olatuye, Alawiye Federation, an all-round entertainer, Murieto Love to Akone, Season 3, Lele Yo, live every Wednesday on Fresh 107.9 FM. Abeokuta at 12 p.m. Uma loud gun. For advert placement, visit the marketing department of Fresh FM or call Alawiye on 080-9433-4824. Itola Ujwa Kwani, Ejeka Jogboto Seyi. Fresh from Isola Oniruye.